Welcome to Think on This, a podcast by TableThink with Joshua and Carrie.
So there's a cool scripture that I thought we would get started with. Okay. It's from John 20. This is in the New Living Translation, and it starts with verse 19. And this is when Jesus has been to the cross and now is making appearances, and this is a stunning appearance that he first made. And this is how it got, I mean, he'd had one before, but that we know of, but this one goes this, that Sunday evening, love the fact that we're kind of mirroring that. This right. is a Sunday. That Sunday evening, the disciples were meeting behind locked doors because they were afraid of the Jewish leaders. Suddenly, Jesus was standing there among them. Peace be with you, he said. As he spoke, he showed them the wounds in his hands and his side. They were filled with joy when they saw the Lord. Again, he said, peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I am sending you. And I want to unpack this just for a moment. There's quite a few things as we are looking at this series with and talking about being with God and one another. But the first thing I just have to, because I love this story. I love this thought about, you know, they're in locked rooms,
right.
and they're in a locked room and they're afraid, right?
Yeah.
And they're afraid of what's going to happen to them because Jesus was crucified at the cross.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, everything shifts, everything changes because Jesus pops in.
Yeah.
Right.
And pop in as in like, just what, like, what do you think that
well,
means?
He
just appears
mind,
there.
Yeah.
Or?
Well, you know, it says that all of a sudden he's standing there, but there's always been this, and this is just me,
yeah.
right? But I love thinking about it this way. That when he comes in first, his head kind of moves through and he's like, hello. And I think this is comical, you
yeah.
know, like, hello. And then he, you know, he's standing right there is what it says. But I think, you know, in my view, I just have this feeling that it was more funny than what we read it to be. Is that
I would have probably screamed.
You would?
Yeah, I scare very easily.
Oh, you do? Tell
oh,
me
yeah.
how that goes.
I don't know. Things shock me. Things surprise me. My wife is always, she'll like walk, like I won't know where she's at and we'll walk and run into each other and I'll, you know, be startled.
Do you do like a little scream?
Yeah, she says, she calls them manly screams and I think she likes messing with me. But even like, the other morning we were about to leave and I was coming out of the bedroom and I thought she was in the kitchen because I heard noise. And so as I'm walking through the hall, she pops out of the bathroom
there
into the
is.
Hallway. Yeah. And startled me like crazy. I'm like, ugh! You know, so
you do know what you've just done, right?
What?
You've opened the door for me to do some
oh,
good
no.
startling things. I know.
Oh, no.
I love these kind of things. See, I would have been sitting in that room and I would have been thinking, this is awesome. I would have thought it was the best ever. And actually, what's kind of cool, they're already afraid. So you would think, okay, that fear has already started.
Right.
They're startled by that. But his first words to them are, peace be with you. And then it says that he shows his wounds. He's, you know, really revealing that, you know, this is Christ.
Yeah.
And then it says they were filled with joy, that with joy, because they're with God. And I think that there was, I just can't imagine that it wasn't a lot of laughter in the room
right.
and just even thinking this was awesome and everything. And then he says it twice, peace be with you. And this is such an amazing word for us. And peace, really what this means in the original language is that it's a wellness, a wholeness. It's what really is healing is all about. Like, be healed from fear. Be aware that there's something more for you. And when I've always said, when I'm with people, that peace is healing. When we actually have peace, when we can walk through this world with peace, we're healed no matter what else we have. So our challenge for the day is to be at peace.
You've been listening to Think on This by TableThink. For more content and information, visit our website at tablethink.com.